Before we get into this week's episode, I just wanted to hop on here and say that we at Just for a Podcast, Lauren and I, both are very much in support of the citizens of Palestine and do not support any false claims that this is a war rather than a genocide. We want to make it very clear that within these episodes in season four, we will be discussing strictly the characters within the show rather than the actors that play them. We hope that everybody is taking their time to educate themselves on what is happening, and we will have some resources linked in the description below for you to at least begin your journey within educating yourself, and we hope that everyone is sending as much support to Palestine and spreading the word as much as they can. So with that, we will get into the episode. Welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical, the series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
We don't really have anything to catch up on because it has been 2 hours.
Or less.
Or less.
Since we recorded our last episode, which was about us, if you want to go check that out.
I just had some mashed potatoes. That's the only thing to catch up on.
I had some shrimp. Shrimp on the bobby.
I feel like my voice is crusty right now.
Yeah, let's drink some water.
Hydrate, everyone.
Take us drinking water.
I'm going to.
Okay. Yeah. Small recap. We had our first day of Disney today. That's why it sounds a little different. We're recording together. Walked 16,000 steps. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. So, what are we starting right now?
We're starting season four of High School Musical, the series. Episode one, High School Musical 4.
This is so crazy to get into.
Yeah, that was also a crazy long name.
Yes. The fact that the last time we were here recording together was end of season one, before season two, and we are now starting the last season.
Wow.
Years later.
Shout out everyone who has been here since season one. Our season one.
Our horrible audio season one.
Yep. Please don't go back to listen.
Please don't. I know I don't. If I could literally take the time and go back and transcribe all of those episodes for us, and then just have us redo the entire conversations that we had.
I would do it.
Just for the sake of getting those off.
Yeah. How many? Was it?
The whole season. And all of the
other.
Literally everything up until the start of season two was when we started doing our audio, like, actually properly.
Shout out to the day ones.
Like, all of the musical decoms we did that way.
Oh, God.
Like, our Cheetah Girls 2 episode that's actually really fun is done with one. Horrible audio.
Oh, no. You know, I cannot believe somebody else stayed.
No, really. So, a synopsis of this first episode. We have, back from a summer of fun and the life-changing Frozen documentary, the Wildcats are intent to settle back into a drama-free school year, but on a... Like, oh, and put on a stage production of High School Musical 3 senior year. But when Disney announces that High School Musical 4, High School Reunion, will be shooting at East High with hotshot new teen stars and the OG Wildcat gang bringing a Hollywood drama, the status quo is upended forever.
That was a pretty long synopsis.
What is it with Disney Plus and their synopsis? Synopsis. What is it with them being 10 miles long?
Honestly.
Because meanwhile, the Netflix ones are like three sentences.
Three sentences max.
And it's the most vague sentence you could ever have.
That kind of just told the whole season.
Basically.
Not even an episode.
Basically. What's your first note?
Our girl Gina does the first recap.
Yes. We open the episode with the song High School Reunion.
Honestly,
I had to warm up to it. That's for sure.
I have not. It's one that I don't click on when I listen to the album. Still.
Same. I do love hearing Mo sing, though, because we didn't hear her voice much in the original films.
Like, not even ragging on them. I just simply...
The song's just not my favorite.
Yeah. I do love the little choreo hints we got. To, you know, their movies.
We're all in this together, yeah.
And the poster jump.
So, Taylor is principal. Shocker. Ryan is canonically gay. Which, okay, let me start. I was really annoyed with people on Twitter when people were like, oh my god, gay Ryan Evans, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, did we not already know this? And I'm like... We, as an audience, obviously, yes, could infer that he was gay. Kenny Ortega himself has said he wanted him to be gay. But this is the first time that, like, within Disney, like, he has been shown as gay.
Yeah. And he has come out to us.
Yeah. So, it is a big deal.
Yeah. You know what's an even bigger deal? He married Scott Hoying.
So random.
Oh, Scott.
Oh, Scott. Troy and Gabriella have been, quote... Troy, Gabriella, and Sharpay have been, quote, silent in the group chat.
They just like me.
How do we feel about that?
Okay, obviously it was going to be a stretch that we were going to have them.
Oh, yeah.
But... I think it's kind of funny the way they just brush over it.
I think it's funny the way they acknowledge that they're not coming.
Yeah.
They're just making it very clear. They didn't even write some, like, Troy and Gabriella, we're taking the kids
to Disneyland.
Yeah, no, like, they're like, no, they just didn't answer, like, stop asking.
Yeah. And then Miss Darvis is retiring. That's the whole point of this performance.
I wrote that just we're both obsessed with the cheer uniform, which, I mean, we've talked about multiple times.
Listen, y'all will see us in that cheer uniform next year.
The way Mac and Gina's part is literally just former Saw references.
Yeah, the whole time.
Bet on it, you can start something new. And then
I love you, babe.
That was... I was uncomfy.
Yeah. I think we both...
Sorry to Matt Sato.
Yeah. Nothing against him.
Love you. I just was uncomfy. I also just don't like the term babe in general.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I can't do babe.
Interesting.
I don't like babe or baby, to be honest. I'm not good. I'm very picky with terms of endearment. And babe is one that I just...
What do you prefer?
I don't know.
Nothing?
Silence? My name?
Ivy?
I feel like I could do, like...
You know what? Let's just move on.
Dude.
Bro. I like that.
Bro.
Bro.
Yeah.
Broski.
And I love you, bro. To Gina's face.
Dang.
Courtney and Ashlyn are grilling Ricky about the kiss that Mac and Gina had.
I would be, too.
Yup. And we get a Ricky Jim face into the camera. It's just, ugh.
It's so season one.
And I felt like that really just started things off.
Yeah.
It was.
It came full circle.
That's what I was trying to get at in my head. And it wasn't, that was why I was making a circle motion with my hands and couldn't get there. Gina's mom comes up in her room and is telling her all of her rules, and she says no TikTok after 9 p.m. That could not be me.
No. She said that, she said no Etsy, and she said no boys. That's my whole life. What am I supposed to do with that?
Like, I'm up at 1:30 in the morning watching TikTok lives of wood soup.
My TikTok lives recently have been, like, dancing shrimp. Like,
pardon?
Like shrimp that's, like, a live shrimp in the tanks, and then people...
Oh, yeah, and they, like, boil like, over and...
No!
Oh,
what? Boil over?
No, what? I see this. I get lives of this girl all the time. No, it's not shrimp. It's crawdads. She has a bunch of crawdads in a big pot.
Oh, but she's cooking them.
And they're, like, crawling out. No, they're alive.
Oh, no. See, the shrimp I see... My personal shrimp on TikTok.
My TikTok shrimp.
They're just in a tank. They're chilling. There's flashing lights like they're in a club, and there's music bumping. So they're literally dancing shrimp, just chilling like it's a club. But it's shrimp in a tank.
I can't say I've ever seen this.
My other thing has been hamsters.
Running
with also music bumping. You can blame Isabel for both.
She said both.
I was about to spit her water out on all of our recording equipment.
I get let's see, what do I get? I get wood soup.
What is wood soup?
It's literally like little balls of wood
that's balls?
In spheres. Of wood that they put in
I'm,
water.
Like,
they put in water and they use like a wooden ladle and it like hold on.
No, I don't want to see it. Pull it up.
But it's just, I don't know. It like makes a nice little sound, and then
oh, it's like ASMR.
Oh, all the time I get those ones on my For You page, but this is just because it's TikTok Shop, which is annoying.
Oh,
I'm so
like
tired of
TikTok Shop. Yeah.
That the pop it
oh,
thing.
Yeah,
ugh,
yeah, yeah.
I'm so. TikTok Shop needs to be abolished.
Yeah.
No one wants to buy the unbrush. Like, no one cares.
I get, like, lip gloss a lot on mine.
I get the unbrush, the pop-it thing. There's a skincare one that pops up
I get
on mine
like,
all the time.
I get, like, a lot of skincare, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
Could not be Gina.
Yeah, could not be Gina. Could not be living with Gina's mom.
Gina says that her mom was voted most likely to change the world when she was in school.
That's literally my mother.
I mean, I was voted most likely to travel the world, so, like, same thing.
Same thing.
Change it, travel it. Yeah.
Yeah. Bop it.
Twist it. Pull it. Flick it. Did yours have Flick It? Mine had Flick It. It was like one of the newer ones.
It was like an updated
yeah.
one, not the OG.
The little green, like, squiggly.
The OGs don't flick.
The OGs just pull and twist, right? And
pull,
bop it.
Twist, bop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was just like this.
Flick It was added later.
And then, yeah, Flick yeah. It and.
And there's
spin
another.
It.
Spin it. Yeah, spin yeah. it. That's the old. That's new. That's Gen
I
Z.
Loved that one. That one I still have in my house.
No, that's too much.
back in Ricky's room, I wrote, Ricky has
two
sets of over-the-head headphones.
Oh, I did.
And headphone bookends.
I was gonna say, Ricky has two photos of Gina in his room.
Oh, that too, and that's cute. No, he has two sets of, like, over-head phones.
Yeah, I need, can you give
I'm
me
like,
one?
I know, I'm like,
mine
I need,
broke.
I need a pair.
Yeah.
I wrote the pic of Gina, shut up.
Yeah. Mikey the Dilf gives the...
Sex talk.
The safe talk. I was gonna say safe, but you said the other one.
No, when he said have fun but be safe, I was like, Disney!
I know. What is this? Teen Nick? Teen Mom?
Gina has the Taylor Decathlon ribbon at her bedside. I think it's the cutest thing. And Gina tells Ricky when he sneaks over that she wants to keep them a secret. Okay, how would you... feel about that?
You're asking the wrong person because that's my dream. That's my whole life the past 5 years. I'm an Aquarius, you guys.
I feel like for me it would just...
I know a lot of people like were didn't like it.
I feel like for me mentally it would just come from a place of like
insecurity.
Yeah. Insecurity and, like, so why do you feel like I specifically need to be a secret?
Yeah, see, I would be the Gina in this situation. But also, she had a good reason.
No, she had a good reason, and that makes sense. Yeah. Boys.
But, like, she could have explained that to him.
That's true. This is true. There were faults on both ends.
Yeah.
Because Ricky should have also expressed that, like, I know he said it was okay, but you could tell that he was, like, iffy about it.
Yeah. I died with the comment of Ricky looks like a first track of EJ.
A first draft, yeah.
A first draft.
I just wrote that I want to fall back on my bed about someone the way that Gina, like,
like, oh, yeah. About Ricky.
I wrote that they kissed more in the past, like, 2 seconds than I've hugged my mom my whole life.
They kissed a lot. Especially, like, throughout the whole season. They kissed a lot.
Yeah.
I just wrote, Courtney!
Oh, yeah. Court and Carlos in the hallway. I have Courtney's heart earrings. I bought them for Harry's Love on Tour show, but just never wore them. Because they didn't go with any of my outfits. I didn't really wear pink. Like, that pink.
She had, like, bright pink.
Yeah. That's just not me. But I bought the... They're from Forever 21.
She says... If anyone wants them. She says Seb is... Or, not she says... Carlos expresses that Seb is not speaking to him.
Yeah.
Which we will express our...
We'll talk about that.
Feelings like, later when we get there. Because I have thoughts.
Then Court's in her Rory Gilmore era with all the IVs.
Oh, yeah. I have... Okay, so there was a sign in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know how we point out signs in the back.
We love a sign.
There was a Be Yourself, We Have Your Back in rainbow next to a leopard pride display.
That's so you.
I was like, slay.
Allies.
Ally.
Ivy Rainbow.
Look, Ivy Rainbow. Okay, I also would like to point out a plot hole.
Oh.
Carlos says Seb doesn't use social media, which is false.
Yep.
Because we saw in season one, Nene's clip of I Think I Kinda You Know, she posted on Instagram. Seb commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Seb has Instagram.
Is it secret?
Seb Matthew Smith. That was the username.
Seb Matthew Smith. I remember. Because we wrote it down.
Because we wrote it down. And there's another sign on the back that says, East High is on the prowl. We are leopards. Hear us growl. I don't like that
one. Oh, I don't like that.
And then a girl was walking out of a room with a Sally Nightmare Before Christmas backpack.
Oh, for, like, lounge life?
No, like, full-size backpack.
Oh. Oh, like her clothes?
What?
Like.
Oh, yes.
You know, like,
yeah.
The pattern was her clothes.
I thought you meant, like, the clothes
she
was wearing.
Oh, like, the girl's
wearing,
clothes? No,
I was like,
the backpack.
No, the backpack.
I meant Sally's clothes.
Yes. Ashlyn and Maddox are texting each other about relationships.
No, they're podcast memoing.
Literally, they're Kenna messaging.
Yeah. Shout out Bestie Kenna for all...
Kenna's podcasts are, like, my favorite thing, though.
Oh, I, like, get in bed, get, like, pull the covers up, and I press play.
I play it over my car speaker.
Yeah, it says play all 7. I'm like, play all.
Precisely. And it's, like, one of them is, like, 16 minutes.
Yeah,
and
like, then, perfect.
And then Kenna has said, like, 17 different things, and she's like, where was I at? Oh, like,
it's my favorite thing. Kenna never stop.
Kenna, I love them. Please just like keep telling me about your day because it's so fun. You live such an interesting life. I love hearing about it. Big Red is in Cairo.
Semester abroad.
So that's how we got.
Good riddance.
Why he's not there.
What that mean?
No.
They know. They know our feelings.
They know. I literally just wrote, Emmy, my girl, she's so funny.
I wrote, Emmy, that's my little sis. She's just like me.
When I tell y'all...
Okay, if you don't know, we were watching this...
We watched this
live.
With each other over FaceTime.
Yeah, so we had
like
live
whole season at one time. And when I tell y'all, we were pissing at Emmy's lines. Like, easily the funniest character of the season. Like, not a question.
We were laughing so hard. I didn't catch Ricky saying he was in the bathroom thinking about senior pranks because I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
That's how much I love Leomani.
No, the mysterious circumstance. And then the world doesn't know that. Her delivery is so great.
She's so real.
Ricky doing the snap applause when
they don't know the real use.
Thanks for the ASMR.
I just wanted them to get to know my ASMR.
That's Lauren's version of wood soup.
I can't even snap.
Can you? Seriously, not?
Is that a snap?
No.
Yeah, do you snap?
You sound like me trying to whistle.
Yeah. I can barely whistle.
I'm like... I sound like the beginning of The Wizard of Oz.
Neither
like,
of us can whistle.
Where some stuff's just blowing around.
Mine's like... See, I can't whistle either. Clearly, we have no talent. I really don't.
That's why we're podcasting.
Anyways, then we get a Bart Johnson jump scare at the
pep rally. When he said he was obligated to call him Coach Bull. Oh, we didn't say they're doing High School Musical 3. Shocker. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Shocker.
Okay, he says he's obligated to call him Coach Bolton, and I'm like, he would be. And in real life, he would be.
I love when Ricky
Bart would actually
then has like the delayed realization of who he is, like when he puts two and two together, and he's like, oh, yeah.
And so he announces that the High School Musical 4 movie is happening. It's being put on at the school. Dude, when he announces Mac and he says his hit canceled C-Comp. That's such a diss.
And then Ricky's, like, Gina's freaking out and Ricky goes, I've never seen that program.
The program. Yeah, so Gina loved the show. Danny comes out. She's the other star. Dude, Danny, when, like, Mac is, like, talking himself up, and he's like, or in episode blah, 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 when I teach him how to make spaghetti, and Gina, like, finishes the sentence, and she goes, al dente, the way that Danny goes, and she acts so shocked and, like, points up in the crowd. She's like, oh, my God, did you hear that?
Like, girl, calm down.
It cracked me up. The way she got him right back, though, because she said the way it launched so many careers and Bart Johnson's. How did he... I want to know how he approved these jokes. Like, did he know they were saying this when they filmed?
I don't know, because he'd be blocking everyone left and right for saying something like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's no way he knew this was in the script.
No.
When he agreed to
He probably didn't read the script.
He probably didn't get it.
Yeah.
He probably just thought it was a hee-hee-ha-ha. Mm-hmm. And I was like, babes, they're saying you don't have a career. Yeah. They're saying you're unemployed.
Can you read? Sorry.
But then we get...
No hate, but hate.
We get Kylie's version of High School Musical.
A choice.
A lot of runs.
Uh-huh.
We have a visitor in the drama room, we are told. It's Mr. Bluh.
Mr. Bluh.
And the OGs.
Mr. Bluh. We hear that Troy and Gabby are in couples therapy.
Okay, is this shocking? No.
No.
I mean, we had, what, 3 whole movies of them... Not like, we had 3 whole movies of them not necessarily being the best fit for each other. And this is coming from someone that loves those movies. Yeah. And I love Troy and Gabriella, but y'all,
you know who I love more? Zefron.
I'm like, y'all, we gotta be honest here when there's 3 whole movies of them, like, not really seeing eye to eye.
You know, that's called growth on our end.
Is being able to realize that. Because when you're a kid, you're just like, they're meant to be.
Yeah. No, I was like, that's my end.
That is true love.
And now I'm like, oh.
But then they didn't. That's red flags. They didn't say what Sharpay's up to, though.
I know. I want to know. Where is she?
Is she still with Austin Butler?
Austin Butler.
Ooh. Courtney and Gina are going to be escorting Mac and Danny so that they get the feel for what it is like to be a true East High student.
I'm just like, why didn't I go to a famous high school where something like this could happen to me? You know?
Nothing has happened at my high school. Nothing at all.
We have, like, a couple famous-ish people, like YouTubers and stuff, from my high school.
Nothing has happened at my high school.
You had tractor races.
No.
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's just bring your tractor to school day?
Yeah, they didn't even race them. It wasn't even fun.
Yeah, that sucks.
They just drove it to school and went to school.
Like, I could have been a consultant as a high schooler. On a set. But I went to this dumb little high school. I think that's rude.
I think the plans that the universe had for me are just too boring.
Mm. And that's why we podcast.
And that's why we're sitting here at 11:08 p.m. I love that. Who said they need the music to be sad and acoustic or I walk?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Quinn said yes. That.
Quinn is second funniest person this season.
A lot of people are hating on her, and I completely agree. I think she's hilarious. Not on the hate. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant agree with the hate. I was like, damn.
No, she's so funny. Caitlin Riley's hilarious.
I think she was hilarious.
I think she was the perfect person to cast as Quinn.
Yeah.
Because you can easily hate the character.
Oh, yeah.
But just, and I know a lot of y'all hated her, but I loved her.
Well, I feel like you're not supposed to like the character, but her comedic timing was still funny.
Yeah. Let me see.
We have Gina walking in on Mac in his costume rehearsal.
God.
And she's fumbling over her words, and she says, if I'd known you were in your boxers, I would have come way sooner. I would have run away.
I'm like, girl, Gina, stand up. Stand up.
I would have run away. Okay, but Kenny Bummer, he's pretty.
I guess.
He's a pretty man.
He is.
I mean, Ricky and his dad said so too. So
that's true. Everybody, I agree.
Everybody agrees.
Let's see. And then we get puppy love. The Walmart dog with the blog intro.
With the fake, yeah. Dog arm that's grabbing it.
And Ricky's stress ball.
He really was hate watching. He said, oh my God. So Ricky has this, like, bubble timer behind his bed. I don't know how to describe what this is.
Okay. Bubble timer?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe this. It's like, okay, it's a cylinder.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, some twists down it.
Okay.
And there's this little, like, red liquid or so, and you flip it, and it puts out little, like, droplets that go around the little,
so kind of like a lava lamp, but controlled.
No.
Oh.
But it's like this little...
Stop me.
It's, like, almost oil, I guess, but red, so, like...
I think I know what you're talking about.
So, like, it doesn't mix with the water.
But the rest is clear.
Yeah, it comes out in little droplets, and it just goes down the little spiral thing.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And I think it's a timer for, like, a minute or something.
Yeah.
That made me think, when I was in elementary school, we had this, like, Christmas gifting program or something that, like, every year they would bring in a bunch of presents or something, and, like, the kids, you could, like... get stuff for other kids or, like, your parents or something. Obviously, I didn't usually buy anything because my parents didn't want to give me
I think we had that, too.
They didn't want to give me any money to buy anything most of the time. So, like...
What, you didn't have a job as a kid?
Wasn't hustling. But one year, my mom gave me money and said I could buy something, and I bought myself one of those little timers.
You didn't even buy it for your mom?
No!
Dang. Selfish.
Oopsies. I was like 8.
I know. I'm kidding.
I know. But no, I saw that behind his bed and it took me back.
Damn. Nostalgia.
Speaking of bedrooms, I'm obsessed with Courtney's.
Oh, yeah. All these kids have great bedrooms.
If there's anything I could have, it is a TV show bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gina's.
Gina's attic.
iCarly's. The updated bedroom.
Yeah.
Remember whenever, like, the show was ending and they were having the sweepstakes for, like, the
furniture?
There was
stuff?
Yeah, there was, like, the chandelier.
Mm-hmm.
The gummy bear chandelier. The desk with the, like, boats in it.
Dang.
And the big ice cream sandwich.
It's like, that's stuff, cool, but what would I do with that?
Yeah, where would, like, I put it? I think there was someone on TikTok that showed that they had the gummy bear chandelier.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I want a documentary of, like, all the kids that won, like, the contest whenever we were kids. Like, the
Danimals.
The Danimals sweepstakes. Or, like, yeah.
Oh, we should get on that. No one steal that from us.
We're gonna copyright that.
We're gonna become Quinn.
Nobody stole my idea.
But, yeah, they have a Finer Things Club meeting.
They do.
I love them.
They're so fun.
I love them so much.
So Ricky goes back to Gina's and is she tweaked the song that he said he was working on for the two of them.
First of all, I was triggered when he got on her bed in outside clothes and shoes. And she's in, like, pajamas. I'm like, shoes?
See, but, okay, no, the shoes I get. I was gonna say, see, the outside clothes I think is, I don't want to say a you thing, because obviously other people feel that way too, but, like.
No, but it's definitely a me thing.
I was gonna say, I know I wasn't as hesitant.
Oh, no.
That's about
like,
it.
I have to be showered and in different, like, my bed clothes aren't even the same as my house clothes. Like, I come home, I change into my house clothes, and then before I even go near my bed, I get into my pajamas.
Yeah, no, that's a you thing.
I think that's also, like, an Asian thing.
That, I mean, that would make sense. Yeah. Because they have...
Let me know if you feel seen right now.
Well, yeah, because Asians do have, like, don't they have, like, different, like, attire for different things that they do?
Yeah. Like, different... cultures have
this is things. Just me thinking about like shows I've watched and stuff, so that could be like very wrong,
but. No, different cultures are like that.
Yeah, okay, but we get the number maybe this time. The way we died
is simply impeccable.
The way our jaws were on the floor.
Tim stuns in new in new flashbacks.
Tim Federle stuns a new episode of High School Musical to Musical to Series. No, he knew it too, because remember that Instagram story he made of Josh in the old hoodie or something, and he was like, oh, Rena's watching 401. Mm-hmm. And we were all like,
oh,
what is going on?
Like, what do you mean?
And so the fact that, like, we already knew there was going to be a flashback to when there was
at least one thing. Yeah.
But then all of the other ones on top of that. And the fact that, they added the flashback to the chocolates or to, like, the Valentine's Day episode.
Yeah. The,
like, basically confirming the chocolates.
Ugh. That's called fan service to the T.
Ugh.
To the T. Ugh. The absolute screams.
Knew what he was doing.
The screams we let out over FaceTime.
Oh, it was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. It was far too late for Jordan and I to be yelling in here.
But you know what? It was worth it.
But we didn't get any noise complaints, so.
That's good.
We're good.
Baby This Time is a song that I definitely hit play on for this album. It's up there for me.
I do like that they had Gina acknowledge that the chorus was a little wordy.
Yeah.
Because it did take me a little bit to get used to the chorus.
But I think both of their voices both sound really good on the song.
Yeah. Ashlyn, back at the Finer Things Club, is talking about how she and Maddox are texting and she has 37 unread texts from her. I would turn my phone off. I'm not even kidding. I think I would literally call and be like...
Like from one person?
Can you give me a second?
Yeah. If that was... In a group chat, fine.
Group chats are fine. Oh, in a group chat, like, yeah. If
like, I wake up to, like, 184 from going along.
Yeah, if it's multiple people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Whatever. If it is one person and I have 37 unread texts from them, I would literally, like I said, I would call them and be like, I am not responding right now. Like, you need to
stop
and give me a second.
I love when Courtney says, my best friend Danny, and Carlos is like, we're going to revisit that.
Yeah, and Danny, so Danny calls Courtney and asks about Ricky and says, you need to teach me everything you know about Ricky Bowen. Which, okay, one, I guess this is a little foreshadowing, but this season's going to be different than all the other ones we've recorded because we know the outcomes of things.
It's not week to week.
But I was dead whenever I saw a tweet with a screenshot of that, and it said, the way this led to absolutely nothing.
It's true.
What was this about?
Jake asked us a question we're going to go over later.
Yeah.
About that.
But what do we think Courtney, like, has posted with Ricky to the point that, like, Danny knows that, like, they're friends? Or, like,
probably
have
just,
an
like,
association.
Probably just photos.
Just, like, theater stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, him, he's tagged, so she, like, clicked on it, and it says his... government name.
No, but literally the way that led to nothing
seriously
kills me.
It was just for the drama. For the cliffhanger.
And Ricky's texting Gina goodnight, and she just keeps heart reacting to them. She's so real.
Dude, she's so me.
She's so
like,
real.
Is that not
me? She's like smiling at her phone, and it's just like, heart react.
Dude, you know, I would just thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
It wouldn't even be a heart.
Thumbs down. You react with a question mark.
No, literally. Like, or just simply red.
Nothing.
I don't have my reader seats on, but I turned it on just for that.
And then we end the episode with Mac following Gina.
Yeah.
A scandal.
The cliffhanger of it all.
Oh. Would you believe it? And that's all for ours. We're going to get into URL's comments and questions for us.
Let's see. Iz asked our thoughts on how they started the season.
There were parts about this episode I liked, but then I felt like they could have maybe kicked it off with a little more oomph.
I wish there was another song in it.
That's true.
I think it was overwhelming in the sense that a lot happened so fast. Like, we were told a lot. Even though we kind of
knew everything that was gonna get
said.
Yeah.
I think the episode definitely got better.
Oh, yeah.
Going.
Oh, yeah. Kiara said, exclusive fashion-related question. Your opinions on outfits and looks. Love from Italy. Love Italy. Miss it. Thank you, Kiara.
I mean, the budget was there.
I really like the outfits this season. I loved the fit they had Leomani in, that little overall dress.
I love that. You know who I loved? I love Miss Jen's top.
The flower one with, like, the big sleeves?
Yeah. What else? I mean, Gina cheer. Not even just this episode, all the cheer she was in.
Courtney's fits this whole season were great.
Nicholas said season 4 will go down in history as the best season.
Mm-hmm.
And Dev said, I'm so happy you're finally back. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
First of all, this episode was such a good introduction into the last season. It set it up nicely for the rest of the season. The songs in the episode were good, especially Maybe This Time. I loved all of the flashbacks, and it was so cool to go down memory lane with Rena. Can't believe this is the last season, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts on all of it. Thanks, Deb.
There was something so special about going through those flashbacks.
Yeah.
And like I said, like the Valentine's Day episode, and like times where maybe people that didn't necessarily ship Rena could now acknowledge, like, yeah,
they were,
like, this was a significant moment. Yeah.
And also, we didn't talk about it, but the transitions.
Oh, my God.
That's why we were yelling.
The transition.
And every time.
Whenever.
Like the sitting
she
down.
Sat, I was going to say where she sat down to the when there was me and you.
Ooh. Chills.
Ooh.
Literal goosebumps.
Ooh. Kat said, what are your opinions on Rena keeping their relationship a secret? I know that the fandom was kind of mixed on it when the trailer first announced, but I love it and I think it's super fun and makes sense to me. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that they didn't drag it out for, like, a really long time throughout the season. I mean, I know that's, like, skipping ahead, but
it also makes sense, though. Like, when you do look at it from the perspective of them coming just off of the documentary.
Yeah.
Like, even from a PR sense, that looks right to me.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought it was fun for that one episode it was. It was for. Anthony said, family, I'm so glad you're back. Let's get into it. One, I was right about Gina doing the season 3 recap. Two, why would Mike tell Ricky to be safe and have it be an allusion to sex? That was wild. Three, I kind of thought there would be more consequences of the documentary.
Yeah.
So true. Ricky and Gina bring it up in the beginning and and a fan takes a selfie with Court and the Sebo stuff, more on that later.
Oh, God.
Period. I love seeing Rena in full display. They work. The slow burn was incredibly worth it and all the characters have made leaps and bounds from season 1. So true. Rena had more kisses in their first scene together than the entirety of Portwell season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I must admit, I thought with Corbin returning and the other OGs being casted, I figured they would factor more into the season.
Same. Yeah. I thought they were going to play a lot of a bigger role, especially Corbin, given that, like, the kids already knew him.
Exactly. Corbin and Lucas ultimately only appear in this episode. Monique only reappears in the finale. Sure, we get Darbus and Coach, but I wanted the OG kids more. I hoped Zach, Vanessa, and Ashley would at least cameo, but knew they wouldn't come back. I'll have more on this in the final episode, but I believe the entire movie subplot was unnecessary. Ooh. And then I know Sophia and Josh had a blast filming Maybe This Time. It was a good, great song, and you don't really care that they're noticeably 3 years older in the flashback. See, I think they did a good job.
I think they did. But I feel like Soph, you couldn't tell as much.
Yeah. Josh, you could tell.
Yeah.
Soph, if you like, really know
her. You could tell Josh's hair, for sure.
Yeah.
He didn't have his little highlights.
Thank God.
No, you could, like, Soph, you could tell she was a little older, but yeah. I feel like it definitely wasn't as much.
They did really well with, like, the makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Her look younger. Oh, yeah.
JW said, best episode in my opinion. I loved how the old characters from the OG movie tell them they're a part of the movie. And Lake said, the first episode was honestly a little underwhelming. It really gets better, though. And Seblos Love agreed, saying, this episode caught me off guard a bit. I don't know why, but it didn't feel the same. Something was weird and off about the start of the season. They just dove right into everything, didn't make me like any of the new characters. And Elijah agreed, saying, it was a little weird. I actually had to take, like, a week break after watching it to process before watching episode 2. But to be honest, I was kind of thrown off.
I get the diving in to it.
I can, yeah, I can see how they said that it, I don't want to say, like, it wasn't a bad start, but it I feel like it definitely felt like a different start.
Than the rest.
Than the other seasons, yeah.
I completely agree with that. Bessie Sarah said, hey, Ivy and Lauren, first I want to say how happy I am that you guys are finally back. I miss you guys so much, and I'm excited for the season 4 cover. We really missed you, too. Let's see.
We missed y'all so much.
Sarah said, Gina looked absolutely stunning in her cheerleading outfit, yes. Obviously. I love how they've continued to keep the beef between Coach Bolton and Miss Darbus. Like, it was hilarious.
What is their beef at this point?
Like, right now? Like, in the present?
Yes.
I don't know. But yes. They just kept it.
Yeah, like, what is their beef? Like, did she not help your son realize his future his
dream? Mike saying, be safe, shock me. Like, this is still Disney, right?
I love how everyone was thrown off by that.
Yeah, I mean, because it was so out of,
well, it's like the National Treasure show whenever they, like,
yeah,
inferred that Tasha and Oren had sex. Yeah, was, and in the morning, like, when she was in his shirt and he was making breakfast, I was like,
oh Disney plus. Ricky climbing through Gina's window like, oh my god, am I dreaming? Rena secretly relationship, we won. Also the fact that we got 5 Rena kisses in one scene. Ricky being jealous, I've been waiting for this. His face when Ashlyn was talking about Gina showing Mac around the school, like, please, that boy was struggling. Maybe This Time killed me. Like, are you kidding? The flashbacks, I was gagged. I was not mentally prepared for that, and I'm still not okay. It was everything I've ever wanted and more. Without a doubt, the best duet on the show. Overall, it was a really good first episode. I loved every second of it. Love you guys and glad to have you back.
Thanks, love you too. Chloe said, love the Gina recap as expected. The high school reunion song did not have to slap as hard as it did.
I need to give it another chance.
I enjoy it. I think it was the chorus I wasn't as big of a fan of. I think the chorus,
I don't even remember it.
Felt, this is our high school reunion.
Yeah.
This is our high school reunion. It gets another better than me and you together at our high. It felt, I think the problem to me was it felt childish. For a bunch of adults.
I think
because, like, the Miss Jen songs that she's had throughout the seasons, like, don't feel like that.
They matched her.
And I get that they wanted it to be poppy. I get that they wanted it to have the vibe of
the nostalgia.
The older movies.
I get,
but I feel like to me it felt, I guess, like,
yeah,
still like a high school-y
song. I'll listen to it again.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it again for you, Chloe.
Taylor being principal of East High is insane, and also Scott Hoying random, but I'm not complaining. Gina's bedroom is now added to the list of TV show bedrooms that I'm jealous of. Yes, they were really pushing where the PG rating ends and the PG-13 begins with Mike and Ricky. Rena's secret dating, I win. I was a truther from the beginning. The Emmy jump scare was the beginning of her comedic genius for the whole season.
Period.
Yes, the cheerleaders are just not on beat at all while Danny is singing. No,
we pointed that out when we watched
I think we said that. Yeah, Ashlyn being the only one to know that Allison Reed was Cassie in a chorus line is insane. Like, what happened to Carlos being the biggest Broadway fan?
So true.
Oh yeah,
fake fan.
I mean, have we come to the conclusion that Carlos is kind of fake? Because, I mean, in season 1 he said he was the biggest High School Musical fan, and then said,
didn't watch,
I've seen the first 15 minutes of both sequels. I think we all felt the same way Miss Jen did with No Kenny Ortega.
Yeah.
At least the writers remembered Gina's bad at improv. My soul almost left my body with the flashback during maybe this time. I that feel like they could have flashed back to the porch scene in 305 or the coat check in 307, but going back to season 3 would probably take too much time location-wise. Yeah. That makes sense, yeah. Also, the Finer Things Club scenes were funny, and I feel like no one talks about it. Also, I feel... I definitely thought Danny was going to steal Courtney's identity, like that one episode of Ant Farm with Zendaya. Overall, pretty good first episode.
I don't remember that.
I don't think I've seen that episode. Yeah. I was a very, very casual watcher of Ant Farm. Like, there are episodes
I was long gone.
There are occasional episodes I remember, but I didn't, like, consistently watch it.
Mm. Who was in Ant Farm?
China.
McClane. Okay. I was mixing that
and
up
Jake
with...
Jake Short, that
I was mixing it up with Bump for a second.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And Jake Short, that gif of Jake Short that Tori always uses.
Oh, that's... And I don't even need to look at the at when I see that on the timeline. I know it's freaking Tori.
That one in the mouse with the M&Ms. And she said she hadn't been on Twitter in so long, and she came back and she said, damn, all my gifts aren't in my recently used anymore. This is the only one I remembered, and it was the mouse.
Oh, God. I love it. I'm just thinking about the gift
of Jake. I'm making that picture of it, the full body picture.
Of the, his hands in his pocket. Okay.
He talked about those gifts on a podcast one time.
Let's have him on.
He talked about it. He was like, I honestly, like, don't know. Like, how have no they memory came of me. That. Yeah. No.
I want to have him on and be like, so what do you think about Tori?
So what do you think about this gift being frequently used?
On HSMGPS. Twitter. Okay. Cecilia said, first off, I just want to say I'm so excited you're starting this podcast again. I really, really appreciate all the hard work you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cecilia.
We always joke around that stuff like this, like, we call it a work trip, but then, in all seriousness, it is. like, we make time out of our vacations to do this.
To record.
So, thank you.
Every single Rena scene this episode left me absolutely deceased. The beginning scene where he sneaks into her room, you can literally see the chemistry oozing out of the screens. You could.
Mm-hmm.
They got good chemistry. You can instantly tell that this is the best relationship either of them has had, and they make each other so happy. The way they click together perfectly is so special. And Gina's little goodnight Ricky, and Ricky running back to give Gina one more kiss had me kicking my feet. They are just insane. Maybe This Time is one of my favorite songs of the series. When the freaking flashbacks appeared, I screamed like I was getting murdered. Sorry to my neighbors.
That was me and Jordan in the hotel room.
It was. And the implications of those flashbacks are truly, truly insane, because it was said in an interview that those flashbacks were moments where Ricky and Gina were almost a thing. Period.
Exactly. One Day at a Time Forever said, not enough people are talking about the Scott Hoying cameo. I loved everyone catching on to Ashlyn's feeling about Maddox.
None of these kids are subtle.
No. Like, not a single one of them.
No.
No, the way Gina, like, the second she was like, oh, no, I'm just texting Maddox, blah, blah, blah. And Gina was like, so you're texting each other about relationships. Like, okay. Like,
read the room.
And Alex said, I thought it was really cool how they dove right into Ashlyn's POV of her and Maddox's situationship.
I think it's just funny how it's just dispersed throughout the whole episode of just rant, like, how consistent they talk, you know?
Like, all the time.
Yeah. Jake said, the HSM4 clip got the show so much press. It really did. I had it in real lives texting me, like, don't you watch the show? Is it, like, are they really going to be on it? I'm like, why don't you watch the show?
Watch it and find out.
Jake said, Scott Hoying jump scare. Also, do we think HSM4...
Kenna was flipping out.
Oh, they did that for Kenna.
They did that for Kenna. Tim did that for Kenna.
Yeah.
Tim listened to our episodes about Kenna and Kenna talking about pentatonics.
Yeah.
That is what he was in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's still in it. It's still a thing.
Oh!
They didn't die.
I didn't... Well, no, I didn't know if, like, there were some of them that left, and I didn't know if it was, like, a revolving door of people.
I think he's still in there.
I don't ask Kenneth. Yeah,
let me text Kenneth. Let's phone her in. Do we think HSM4 would be a theatrical release? Yeah, after HSM3. Oh, but what about in this day and age?
Or would it go straight to Disney Plus?
Maybe straight to Disney Plus.
I feel... this is going to sound controversial. I feel like without Zach, Vanessa, and Ashley in there, it would go to Disney Plus.
Everyone cancel Ivy right now. This is going to sound... No, but I agree.
No, that probably sounds so bad. But,
no, but it's true.
But realistically, like...
We're talking business.
Y'all. Realistically, people would be bitching and wouldn't go see it because of that.
Yeah. It's true.
Would we go see it? Yes.
Yeah. Obviously.
But like
midnight premiere.
I mean, we've seen how people complained about when this show came out. Yeah. So like just the fact that they're not in it, people would be like, I'm not going to see a High School Musical movie without Troy and Gabriella.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it would go straight to Disney Plus.
Same. I think, if anything, maybe it'd be like a very short theatrical release in like limited theaters.
Yeah. They really said Zach, Vanessa, and Ashley would not answer the phones. No, because why would current students be at the reunion? That's a good
this
point.
This is true. That
I didn't think of that. Jake's doing the real thinking here.
Were there other students there other than Mac and Gina?
In the crowd?
In the movie?
I don't think so. Well,
because they were just there because it was about, like, Miss Darbus retiring.
Yeah. But then there was other theater kids were technically there, too.
Why were there teachers at the reunion?
Some teachers go to reunions.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
I thought it was just, like, a student thing.
No, but, like, some teachers go.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't been to a reunion.
Also, in what universe would Disney hire a new director to film HSM4?
I mean, Kenny Ortega didn't do Hocus Pocus 2.
True.
Maybe that's what they were getting at, was that Kenny didn't want to do it.
That was a jab at him. Also, in what universe... Oh, wait, I just read that one. It took the show 8 minutes to get out of pocket.
8 minutes, I feel like, is a record for this
show. 8 minutes is quick. Rena went to the Dawson's Creek School of Dating, and Rena inventing fake dating. Everyone always be going to Ivy League schools in TV and film. For real.
Her applying to every Ivy, like... is terrifying to me.
What about, like, the local community college? I know it's early to ask, but what do we think of how Emmy's character was written this season?
Oh, I loved it.
I mean, clearly, if you listen to this episode...
Hilarious.
How did Miss Jen get approval to do a stage musical that doesn't actually exist? I was wondering this when I saw the binder.
I thought about, like, how did... Like, did she make the stage adaptation? Well, okay.
Did she write it?
Okay. God, this is going to be so hard to do, like, with the fact that we've seen the future episodes.
Not seeing it in the future, yeah.
Because I was going to say, because we see, they pretty much just put the movie on stage.
Yeah.
Like, they just do every scene from the movie.
I mean, so she just printed out the
script.
The script.
Basically.
I thought this was funny. Would Disney really hire a TikToker as the lead of a actual High School Musical 4? Isn't it so funny that Disney wrote a character whose whole personality is the one show they were on years ago? I have something about that next episode.
The TikToker or
the TikToker.
Canceled show?
The TikToker.
I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of actors that are known for, like, primarily one thing, but maybe he's just, like, wanted to make a comeback or something.
I still can't believe they made Gina have a crush on Steve from Blue's Clues.
Oh my God.
Oh, this was good, too. In what universe would HSM4 be filming / setting up during school hours? That's so true. Because...
Yeah, they'd be doing that during summer.
Yeah. Or at least, like, after school. And set up just lighting and stuff. Oh, yeah. This episode really duped people into thinking the OGs were going to be more in more of the season than they actually are, didn't it?
I thought so. I really would have liked to have...
At least, like
I said, at least
season.
See more Corbin.
Yeah.
I like the arc that they had with Monique mm-hmm. and Courtney.
But still so short.
But yeah, I was going to say, still very underutilized. Yeah. Like, I wish we could have had, like, a Corbin and Ricky moment or something.
That would be nice, yeah. Do you think the couple's therapy line was a jab at Zach and Vanessa for not showing up? I think so. Like, slight.
I don't know.
Maybe not a main jab, but, like...
I don't know.
Yeah. No, because Gina's literally living her...
Oh my God.
her your name fantasy right now?
Or Y slash N.
Who would it be? Like, okay, let's say, like, music aside, like, strictly TV show, like, uh-huh. like, childhood crush, if you were to, like, get cast in a movie with them or, like, work with them.
Ooh.
When you were in high school, like, not now. Like, who would it have been, probably?
Like, Harry Styles.
I said music aside.
Oh!
Because I knew that was going to be the answer.
High school?
Your childhood crush, like she said, like, when she was young.
Oh.
Because she's, like, what, 16 now, 17?
I'm trying to think. What would yours be?
Mine. I mean, realistically, probably Zac Efron.
Yeah, like, Zac Efron or...
Probably Zac Efron or, like, John Stamos.
Damn.
But John Stamos would have been old. Like,
yeah.
Like, my...
Okay, that's a whole different tags.
Like somewhere around my age.
I'm trying to think what I used to watch.
I know.
I always blank when, like, I get asked these questions.
I was just, like, Disney Channel all the time.
Yeah, Disney Channel. So, like, who? Zach.
Dylan Sprouse.
Mine was Cole.
Mm.
Yeah. Kind of regretting that.
Let me just... You guys can't see, I just grabbed my Apple Pencil, it was imitating the way Cole Sprouse holds a cigarette.
Why do I need to, like, look up? Hold on. We're doing some Googling.
Lizzie McGuire, Sunny with a Chance, Wizards of... Oh, Greg Sulkin.
Oh. I love that man. But I met him, like, when he was older and loved him, too.
Oh, no. Like, my age that I grew up having a crush on, mm-hmm. Disney Channel area, Disney Channel era, Jake T. Austin.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like, if I would have grown up in, like, 16 or what, especially because, like, 16 around that point was, like, when The Fosters was on.
Yeah.
Still? So, yeah. Like, yeah.
It's not where you come from, it's where you belong. Yeah, I can't really think, but definitely...
Well, because I feel like Disney Channel growing up and everything, like...
I was all about...
They were always older than me.
Yeah. But I just, like... I wasn't focused on the guys. I was focused on Miss Hannah Montana.
On the head bitches,
I was focused on Lizzie. Like...
On Alex Russo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even see...
Precisely.
The guys. Why is this woman in charge of directing a Disney musical? I forgot how much I disliked the director character. That's where we disagree, Jake. Not them using Matt Sato's... Wait, is it Sato or Sato?
Sato, I want to say.
Not them using Matt's actual Instagram account.
The shirtless picture of him at the beach? Yeah.
How has Ricky not been held back? That's a solid question.
Does he do school?
Does that do any of them? Does any of them school?
Do you school?
She do.
I be with she.
About... None of you guys will understand what we just said. Josh, I meant Jake, also forgot about the Ricky Fratboy set.
Dex said at 3 a.m.
Oh. What did he say? Not gonna lie, wish we were
cuddling right now or something.
That's an immediate ghost for me. That's not even a thumbs up. That's,
no.
That's a thumbs down and then a block.
That's a question mark. Question mark react. I'm like... Can you go to bed?
No, literally. Not gonna lie, I wish you were asleep.
Not gonna lie, I wish I was asleep so I didn't read that.
And this is a question I was talking about earlier. Did we think Danny was gonna be another Lily at first? I think that's what they were attempting to have us think.
I think that's... What they were attempting, but also we said, I want to say before this season came out, I don't know if we said it in, like...
Like, just us or, like, on the pod?
Like, the end of last season or, like, what we were talking about. We said, like, it would be stupid for them to...
Repeat,
like, a love triangle.
I think we
were, like, it took 3 seasons for them to get to this point, for them to introduce some random new love triangle, like, would be stupid. Yeah. So... I thought it was, like, weird how they had her deliver that line and, like, was questioning where it was going.
Yeah.
But I definitely didn't think anything was going on between them. Lindsay said, wait, I thought I was watching Disney Plus, not Teen Nick. How far do Gina and Ricky live from each other? I don't remember hearing it.
I don't know. But it can't be far.
Not the first draft of EJ. I've read comments like that IRL.
Oh.
T. Seb not on social media and never believe anyone that doesn't have social media under 40. Because he does.
Yeah. Because he lied.
Big Red isn't here, crying face. He's my favorite.
Hmm?
Emmy scares me. She's a character that scares me. I love Emmy. Canceled sitcom. I cringe.
That was funny.
There's no way anyone looks that good after climbing through bushes, even the HSMTMTS cast.
True.
They seriously don't know High School Musical trivia if you don't know who Allison is. I'm looking at you, Carlos, with the board game.
For real.
That's true. You're not Kenny Ortega is not a compliment, and if someone told me that, I would be equally disappointed, if not more so.
Honestly.
Ricky trying to watch the show with a stress ball is so boyfriend material. Timothy, what they're doing isn't Disney friendly, is it? I'll leave it at that. I love Danny taking Courtney under her wing, but why does she want to know about Ricky? Wait, Gina is going to bed at only 8:47. I'm such an insomniac. 8:47 is a bit much. Like, what time would you be getting up for school? Even, like, you're getting, like...
Okay, but when I... Because I get up for work at, like, 5. So I'm in bed, like, around that time, too.
Well, yeah, but you're getting up for work at 5.
Yeah.
I mean, when do most kids get up for school? Like, what, like, around 6?
Yeah, 6. I would get up at, like, 6:30, I think.
I mean, I guess that is 9 hours.
For high school.
I don't know, it just feels like a lot. But I also stayed up too late in high school, so... And then her reaction to that notification was, let's just say I would have screamed.
The cuddling one? Yeah, no. I would have the opposite.
I think that's what she was referring to.
Our last writing is from Mads, but I feel like you need to read Mads.
Because that's just
I always do.
Yeah. Mads said, hi, I've missed you guys in the pod so much, and I'm happy to be able to live through the season all over again. Okay, so I'm out of practice for this, and my thoughts may be super jumbled, but here we go. I'm living for cheerleader Gina and nerd Ricky. Them mentioning Troy, Sharpay, and Gabrielle in the first episode really gave me hope for them making an appearance by the finale. I wish.
I had hope, a little hope for Ashley.
Same.
More so than the other two.
Same.
I knew they weren't coming, but I would have loved to see Ashley, and I think it was more of a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Rena are the cutest couple to grace my screen in the history of ever, and I will never get over them. It's something so serious to me. Oh my god, they're so sick. As long as we're in Us, I'm in. Courtney and Carlos are such a funny duo. Seb, count your days. What does Seb do? Ricky and Gina are the worst secret daters ever. Like, everyone in that drama club is dumb for not suspecting anything because they're not being subtle at all. The hand-holding in public, I'm sick.
Like,
no, even literally, how did no one notice?
I know. Like, Kaden was sitting right next to Ricky.
Kaden not paying attention. Mac and Danny are no one's favorite couple. He just made that up. Gina's comfort show being a children's show. She's just like us for real.
I didn't think of that. I feel bad said that.
Thinking about the fact that Homecoming was during Rena's secret dating era, and I wish we could have seen that. Maybe This Time is one of my favorite songs in the entire series, and the scream I let out when Ricky and Gina were in the orange buggy in their Homecoming outfits, I started crying. It was so serious. Like, what? The flashbacks were everything. Like, Rena is the couple of how... the couple of the show and how this sedimented it. Also, their voices, so good together. Gina's attic room is what dreams are made of. Literally, everybody's obsessed with the room. Love it so much. Nice. And Ricky's so funny this season. I love him so much.
I think that the comedy of this season, just from this episode alone, was off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like season one.
I feel like that was a big part of what made it feel more like season one.
Yeah. And just the everyone's one-liners are freaking hilarious. I don't know. I just had really good vibes
mm-hmm.
with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad it's over. You know when, like...
I know, I feel weird, like, starting the end.
I did... Matt said that we get to, like, live through this season all over again.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best part.
Yeah.
Of, like, doing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. That was fun.
Almost. It was a good time.
We are recording episode 2 in about...
Less than 23 hours.
Yeah, 23 hours. So we'll talk to you then. In the meantime, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Just For A Podcast, also TikTok, and let us know what you want us to talk about in our future episode coverage.
This podcast is distributed on Anchor, which is Spotify for Podcasters, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review wherever you're listening. If you use the link in the description below, you can leave us a voice message, as well as a link to our merch store. And as we said before, links to further educate yourself on what is happening in Palestine right now. We will be, as Lauren said, recording the next episode tomorrow, so you all have hopefully already sent your thoughts in. And if not, you can send in some thoughts for episode 3. Until next week, it's very nice to have this reunion with you all.
Oh, that was good.
Well, we'll see you all next week. Goodbye. Bye.